This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that President Trump is planning to visit the latest city where protests over a police shooting have stoked violence. The release says he will meet with police in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and survey areas affected by the protests that turned violent. Meanwhile, with chants of no justice, no peace, a diverse crowd of roughly 1,000 demonstrators gathered at a Wisconsin courthouse to denounce police violence and share messages of change. Saturday's protest came 1 week after an officer shot Jacob Blake in the back and left a 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., was among the speakers. He gave an impassioned call for changing a system he says has fostered police brutality. Meanwhile, protests continue overnight in Portland, Oregon. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Fire is set outside a police union building that's a frequent site for protest in Portland, prompted police to declare a riot early Saturday and detain several demonstrators. Police said in a statement an accelerant was used to ignite a mattress and other debris that was laid against the door of the Portland Police Association building. At least one dumpster had also been set on fire in the street nearby. As officers approached to move demonstrators away from the building and extinguish the fire, objects, including rocks, were thrown at them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Louisiana residents are embarking on the epic task of clearing away felled trees, ripped off roofs, and down power lines after Hurricane Laura tore through parts of the state. The U.S. toll from the Category 4 hurricane rose to 16 deaths, with more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. President Trump toured the damage from Laura in Louisiana and Texas Saturday. He and Governor John Bel Edwards made their way down a street blocked by trees where houses were